This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State lawmaker Faith Winter, the number three Democrat in the state Senate, is entering treatment for alcohol use disorder. The Broomfield lawmaker said she will step down as chair of the Senate's Transportation and Energy Committee to focus on her health. Having your brainwaves monitored by an electronic device and then sold by data brokers may sound like the stuff of dystopian sci-fi, but CPR's Andrew Kenny reports state lawmakers worry it's pretty close to our reality today.
An emerging class of technology promises to translate neural activity directly into words and action through devices like Elon Musk's Neuralink, as well as products for people with disabilities. State Representative Kathy Kipp wants to guarantee that neural output, as well as other physiological and genetic information, gets the same privacy guarantees as our other personal data.
We do not want to stifle that technology. We just want to put a little bit of guardrails around it so that people know when they're giving their brainwaves away.
A bipartisan bill to do that has passed the legislature with nearly unanimous support. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Meanwhile, a state bill that would have added restrictions to rancher compensation for livestock killed by wolves has died in committee. It would have required ranchers to prove they used non-lethal methods to deter wolves before they received state compensation. The vote happened a day before state wildlife officials confirmed the first deadly wolf attack on livestock since the predators were reintroduced in Colorado last year. This afternoon, look for sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow, a red flag warning is possible in Denver. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.